Welcome to Contagion Connects. This new podcast will bring you expert perspectives on trending infectious disease topics. In this episode, Paul Abrams, Director of Healthcare Specialty Group at NGH Life Sciences, speaks to Vaibhav Singh from Circle of Life about ZVAC, a tool that aims to help clinicians make more informed prescribing decisions.
Tell us more about your product and what you're doing and how it works.
Sure. Paul, thanks for giving me this opportunity to, you know, speak to your audience. So we are a AI software product company which is using advanced machine learning to predict culture results at the 0 hour. The idea is that when a clinician suspects an infection, they send the relevant sample to the lab for processing the sample and then for creating a culture or a susceptibility report. What our machine learning tool does is uses data from the past and triangulates it with certain features of the instant patient and predicts instantly a proxy culture report or a personalized antibiogram for the patient,
right,
so that the frontline clinician is nudged into the right direction as to which drug might be right for this patient at this time. And the idea is that as per CDC data, 1 in 2 patients admitted in a hospital in the US is administered an antibiotic. And
it's a huge problem.
Yeah, and 1 out of those 3 antibiotic prescriptions are either inaccurate or inappropriate. And therefore, there's a huge problem of antimicrobial resistance. And what this product best does is that by giving you an insight onto what could be the right drug to give at this point in time, by looking into the future and kind of predicting the culture, it helps you undertake the right therapy for the patient.
Right. So rather than making it a guess game,
yes,
or titrating up and down, you can make a better clinical decision by using data,
correct,
machine learning,
correct,
and AI to say, hey, this patient is at hospital A. They've had an outbreak of, let's just say, MRSA, right, in the surgical ward. So now you know what's the best combination of therapy and antibiotics, whether it's broad spectrum or isolated, to treat that patient and hopefully stop that infection and
describe. Absolutely, absolutely. So the idea is that there is a lot of information which the data holds, but it's not available at the point of care for the benefit of the clinician and for the patient.
Right.
And the beauty of this product is that with a very simple interfacing with the extant hospital management information system and the lab management information system, at the press of a button, the clinician effectively gets a personalized predicted antibiogram at the level of the specific patient, as if pulling out a page of the institution level cumulative antibiogram, which is generally prepared at a periodicity of 6 to 12 months by the AMS team or the microbiology team in the hospital.
Right.
Now, this is extremely inefficient because those antibiograms at the level of the institution are not accessible at the point of care. They are very generic. They are broad 3x4 matrices at best, and the clinician typically does not use them. Now, with machine learning at our disposal, the machine can actually go in and triangulate for the specific features of the patient what would be the right combination of drug
therapy,
bug susceptibility, which would provide the best therapy, and therefore it's a revolution which is waiting to happen now in antibiotic therapy. Best part, non-intrusive, extremely cheap, because what we are simply doing is using raw computing power of the machine to go into past data. You're not doing any costly rapid diagnostics. You're not getting into the business of changing any workflow for the clinician. So I think huge benefits for all generally.
So the friction that would be there for adapting a new technology is not there, right?
Yeah.
So that's huge. So
yeah,
uptake is usually delayed by friction.
Correct.
Right? And anything you do, whether you're buying something online, you know, if I have to go through 5 extra steps to buy a product, if I can do it like, Alexa, buy me toilet paper, and it shows up at my house, the same exact thing. With
exactly.
You can say, okay, we know who this patient lives and enter demographics.
And you don't even need to do that, actually. So because of the high-level interfacing through an API that exists for our software with the systems inside the place in the hospital, generally Epic, Cerner, Allscripts,
right,
what have you,
right,
you simply press the UHID or the identifier of the patient, just enter that, and everything else gets pulled from the data.
That's
and
huge.
In the machine learning algorithm works at the back and presents the output in an instant, less than 2 seconds. So.
And as far as data behind your results, and I know you've worked overseas primarily, and now you're coming to the US, Tell me some of the data points that you have and benefits and efficacy for it.
Sure. So we've set up our R&D center in one of the top 10 engineering schools in India because of the fantastic availability of privileged patient information on the back of which we could build.
Right, it's more open.
Yeah, it's very open platform. Yeah. And second, we had great machine learning talent there. We've used feature sets or explanatory variables into the model, which include a mix of patient level variables, including demographics, age, gender, what community they are coming from, because as you know, infections are either community acquired or they're hospital acquired.
Right.
So to get an indication of what community you're coming from gives you a good indication of what could be
the... It's going to drive you down that algorithm.
Exactly. And then you have features like what are the comorbidities for this patient, device insertions, which part of the hospital they are in, which ward, what kind of care type, ICU, etc. Then certain other weather-related factors, because drug-bug susceptibilities vary according to season. And then we have some other factors around what past antibiotics were administered on this patient, immunocompromised status of the patient, if at all. So all of those go into the mix, and this is done through an extensive pre-training schedule of the models where we evaluated more than 600 variables before we home down on a parsimonious model which takes into account such factors which are available at the point of care and which are easily accessible or inputable into the system.
Right.
And that number is no more than 2025. So by using 2025 variables, we're able to predict with almost 93% accuracy the real ground truth, which is the culture report.
And that's huge, right? So you can really change, and we're at ID Week, so it's very pertinent, yeah. But you could change the way decisions are made in hospitals and in clinics so that clinicians themselves are making better, more informed decisions.
Absolutely.
Right? You don't have to worry about antibiotic-resistant strains, right?
Not at all. And I think the results are, or the benefits are multifaceted. You have straight benefits for the hospital because antibiotic costs come down.
Readmission rates go down, length of stay
optimization, revenue for hospital goes up because now you don't have patients who are sitting using a bed merely recovering from a wrong drug given to them 2 days back.
Right.
Now they get the right drug at the right time, and then you can actually send them home quickly and then you get the next patient in, increase your revenues. Also, it's fantastic for patient outcomes.
You'll sell organisms. Yeah.
So it's incumbent upon us to fight them more intelligently.
Yeah.
We have to show them that we are the smartest species on the planet.
Exactly.
They can mutate to beat us, but we have to keep coming up with novel ways or new guerrilla warfare to fight them.
Exactly.
So I think this is our start point. I think lots of opportunity. Infections is just the start. There's viruses.
Where do you see the pivot for something like this?
So I think there's a huge opportunity just in what we've built at present. But I think as we move ahead, different kinds of virus infections, different kinds of other bacterial complications are on our radar. We also want to get into the business of predicting with a high degree of accuracy propensity for a patient to acquire a nosocomial infection inside a hospital. As we all know, the biggest adverse event of healthcare is healthcare.
Yeah.
So therefore, I think it's extremely important that we put to good use the power of the information that rests within data. And I think now with great democratization of information and machine learning capability and technology computing power, I think the next battle needs to be fought with data, not with new medicine.
Yeah, exactly. And I was talking to someone earlier about the exact same thing, not using as much, it's a small example, but not using as much Purell, right? Just wash your hands with soap and water.
Correct.
It's just as powerful.
And absolutely.
The difference with Purell is you get that alcohol smell.
Absolutely.
And it's killing the cell walls, but at the end of the day, it's also making bacteria stronger when
absolutely.
It gets back in the water stream
absolutely.
And it's a bad for it. So
absolutely.
I think this is another way where you're using the data that you have at hand and the algorithms to make more informed decisions, which is really what we need in healthcare, right? And that's where if you look at the technology with robotics and again AI and big data and IoT and how it can affect healthcare is huge.
I think that was the inspiration behind us on commencing on this journey, and I think we are very, very, very happy with the response that we've received globally. I think we've been in the Singaporean market, we've been in the Middle East market, we've been in Asia, in India, where we built the product, and now in the US. And I think we are the problem is pervasive globally. It's of equal magnitude, if not worse, in every part of the world.
Yeah, and some third world countries, right? It's even worse. Right?
Yeah, it's even worse. I mean, we can go there later in the evolution of the product and the commercialization stage, because you know some markets will have to subsidize some other markets. But I think still the opportunity is immense, and that's what excites us immensely. Very happy with the response that we've received globally. I think we've been in the Singaporean market, we've been in the Middle East market, we've been in Asia, in India, where we built the product, and now in the US. And I think we are the problem is pervasive globally. It's of equal magnitude, if not worse, in every part of the world.
Yeah, and some third world countries, right? It's even worse. Right?
Yeah, it's even worse. I mean, we can go there later in the evolution of the product and the commercialization stage, because you know some markets will have to subsidize some other markets. But I think still the opportunity is immense, and that's what excites us immensely.
Thanks for tuning in to this Contagion Connect podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. And for the latest infectious disease news, be sure to check out contagionlive.com.